The crunch stops here. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The Wall Street Journal's Scott McCartney did a wonderful thing. He invited the CEOs of the three largest airlines to be interviewed while sitting in the back of one of their Boeing 777s in a coach seat. The CEO of United refused the invitation, but the CEOs of Delta and American Airlines agreed, even though each of them stands 6'3". The Journal printed portraits of CEOs Doug Parker of American and Ed Bastian of Delta in their coach seats, elbows within the armrests, smiling. In fact, Mr. Parker looked almost joyful. But in their interviews, neither man apologized for the seats being 17 inches wide and only 30 inches apart. They did promise not to go below that, but also made it very clear that leg room and elbow room are now considered seating products, and if you want 19 inches instead of 17, you're going to have to pay for those 2 inches. Bringing us to the real problem. 19-inch people trying to circus clown their way into 17-inch seats, which is America's leading cause of armrest theft. So I have a suggestion. They already have that sizing gauge for your bags at the gate. Put a body gauge next to it. Sort the passengers by size. Charge by the square inch. That way, everyone's comfortable. You get to meet new people. There's no alien flesh on your armrest. And we short guys save some money. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.